It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and this week we're continuing our verse-by-verse study on the book of Ephesians. We're in chapter 6 this week, studying the full armor of God. Now, Paul pointed out to us that our struggle is not against flesh and blood. It's a spiritual battle we fight. We fight against Satan and his demonic forces that have waged war on us because we are children of God. Their objective is to steal our faith, to cause us to doubt that God loves us. So we are supposed to dress ourselves with the belt of truth, having the confidence in what we believe, having God's word down in our hearts, and then we're covered with the breastplate of righteousness, such an important part of the spiritual armor. It covers our heart, our thoughts, our feelings, and our emotions. The Bible tells us, guard your heart, for out of it proceed the issues of life. In other words, you're living out of your heart, so you need to cover it with that breastplate of righteousness. You know, friend, when you understand that righteousness is a free gift from God, it's not a result of your perfect performance, that we're made righteous not by what we do, but by what Jesus did for us on the cross. Yesterday, we covered the footwear of the armor. Paul said, have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Put on the shoes of peace. And Jesus is the mediator between God and man. That's what the gospel of peace is, that he made peace between us and God. And the message of the gospel of peace, it really changed my life. I used to see God as an angry, white-bearded man on a throne with a stick ready to hit me if I did something wrong. Because I grew up with legalism. I grew up under the law, trying to be good enough that my performance would be enough to one day impress God and he would say, good job. But that's not at all the way I see God today. Let me share with you today that if you miss one of the teachings of this series, you can catch up by listening to prior episodes on one of our podcast formats. I'm on Facebook, Apple Podcasts, Google, YouTube, just about anywhere you hear your favorite podcast, you'll find Fresh Oil, and just search Fresh Oil, Keith Manley. Now, today we come to verse 16 in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and Paul is addressing a very important piece of spiritual armor. He says this in verse 16, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. See, Paul is teaching us about our spiritual armor, and he uses the imagery here of a Roman soldier's large shield that would protect him from the fiery darts that were shot his way by his enemy. Now, the shield used in Roman times was called a scutum, and it was a square, large square shield. It's 3 foot wide and 4 foot tall, and it looked more like a door than it did the small round shield like we see with Captain America. The shield of the soldier was also covered with leather, and before the soldier would go into battle, he would soak the shield in water until it was fully saturated. Now, the weapons that the soldier would have to defend against was usually a bow and an arrow. And if you ever watched a movie like Gladiator, those arrows would usually be lit on fire before they would shoot them at the Roman soldiers. And as the soldier would see the flaming arrows coming his way, he would get behind the shield, and it would protect him and stop the arrows from piercing his heart. Now, Paul said this in verse 16, that the shield of faith would quench or extinguish all the flaming arrows of the enemy because it was soaked in water. See, we are to soak ourselves in the water of God's word. And that is the defensive weapon that we have against the enemy. When he shoots those fiery arrows, we put up the faith that we have in our Heavenly Father. Paul's telling us that our spiritual battle that we face on a daily basis, we need to have a shield. And that shield is called the shield of faith. It's a spiritual battle we're in, friend. Our enemy, the devil, he sends his flaming arrows our way. And you say, Keith, what does his arrows look like? Well, they come in the form of doubt and unbelief. Most times the enemy will come to you trying to get you to doubt God's word, trying to get you to think that you've devoted your life to something that's just a fairy tale and not real. Another flaming arrow he will do is send accusations of condemnation and guilt. He'll tell you that you're not good enough. He will tell you that all your past, he will bring all your faults and failures against you. And he also brings flaming arrows of temptation our way. You see, our minds are constantly being bombarded with Satan's flaming arrows. Peter wrote about this in his epistle in 1 Peter. He said this in 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. He says, "Be controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Peter goes on and says, "Resist him, standing firm in the faith." See, the way we take our stand is that faith we have, the assurance that we have in our Heavenly Father. Now, when you mention faith, a lot of people immediately think of blind faith, like just jumping off when you don't know what's beneath you. But that's not what it is, the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. Our faith is in a person. Our faith is in the God of the universe. God tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, "Now faith is," and here's the definition, "being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." When we are walking in faith, we can't see the things that we're believing God for. They haven't manifested yet, but we're certain of them. We believe them. Why? Because God has promised them. When those flaming arrows come against us, where the devil is bombarding our mind, telling us we're going to fail, telling us we're not good enough, accusing us of our past, what do? We use faith to quench all those fiery darts. Faith is one of the greatest gifts God has given us. In 1 Corinthians 13, that beautiful love chapter, he says in verse 13, "So now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, but the greatest of these is love." Faith is one of the three things that God says still abides: faith, hope, and love. John wrote to us in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, he said, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith." See, friend, faith is the one thing that'll determine whether you're victorious in life or whether you're defeated. You can choose to look at circumstances and you'll walk around in defeat. But when you choose to look through the eyes of faith, God will give you the strength to overcome the enemy. Back in 1987, I wrote a song that went on to become a number one hit song called "Spirit Eyes." And it was talking about seeing through the eyes of faith. The chorus said, "Through the eyes of faith you will see all the things you've hoped for and all of the truth that Satan longs to hide. Only through your spirit eyes, through spirit eyes, through unseen eyes, you'll realize that God is on your side through spirit eyes." We're talking today about the spiritual armor Paul gives us in Ephesians chapter 6. Specifically today, the shield of faith. Friend, Satan is in a battle with us. He's out to steal your faith. He's out to make you fall. But the Bible says we can take up the shield of faith, and with it we will quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. The ancient Roman soldier in the first century, he would never consider going to battle without that shield of faith, because he knew he was going to come under attack. He knew his enemy would shoot those arrows with flaming fire aimed his direction. But what he could do is he could stand with that shield of faith and get behind it, and it would quench all those fiery darts. That's what happens with faith, friend. Whenever the devil accuses you and he comes attacking your mind, you get behind the shield of faith. You say, "I believe God. I believe." And we go to God's Word and find scriptures that deal with whatever it is we're facing and meditate upon those. And the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if you're there today listening to this program and you say, Keith, this is all great, but I don't have great faith. I don't have a lot of confidence in my heart that what I'm praying for is going to happen. See, friend, that's when you get into the Bible. Begin reading the Word of God. It will build your faith. It will cause you to have confidence as you're going into battle because you've got that shield of faith, and faith comes by hearing God's Word. The important part about the faith is the object of the faith. Don't just have faith in your abilities, faith in your finances, or even faith in your friends. That's all good. But listen, our faith, that shield of faith specifically, our faith is in the God of the universe. That God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him won't perish, but have everlasting life. See, friend, God has promised to go to battle for you. He's promised that He will be there for you whenever these attacks come your way and you feel overwhelmed and the battle is just too much for you. You stand and hold up that shield of faith and God will see you through the storm. He'll see you through the battle that you're facing. I find it interesting that when Paul's describing our spiritual armor here in Ephesians 6, he says, above all else, take on the shield of faith, or take up the shield of faith. Why is that? Because if you don't have the shield of faith, if you don't know in whom you believe and have that confidence in what God said, those fiery darts are going to come your way and they'll defeat you. But friend, when you know in whom you believe, when you're convinced and persuaded, like the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 8 and verse 38, when he said, for I'm persuaded or I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. See, that's really what the word faith means. It means to be persuaded or convinced. When you have faith in God, you're persuaded, you're convinced that nothing can separate you from Him. Martin Luther said this. He said, faith is a living, bold trust in God's grace, so certain of God's favor that it would risk death 1,000 times trusting in it. That's great, friend. Understanding that when you have faith in God, you don't worry about life or death. You know that what God said is true, and He'll bring it to pass. In Genesis chapter 15, the Bible speaks about the father of our faith, Abraham. And it says, Abraham believed God, and he counted it to him as righteousness. Imagine, friend, God called Abraham to go to a place that he didn't even know what was there. He didn't even know where he was going. God just said, go to the place, I will show you. And Abraham set out to follow God through faith. He was willing to risk everything to be obedient to God. You know, friend, I don't know what you're facing today. I don't know the storms in your life. I don't know the attack the enemy has brought against you. And they may be many. But this one thing I do know my God. My God is able to see you through the storm. And today He had you listen to this program, which would tell you, you need to put on the full armor of God. You need to take that shield of faith, and with it you will quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Those attacks Satan is hitting you with today, however many they may be, they will be quenched when you hold up the shield of faith and you are persuaded that your God is able to see you through the storm. I so appreciate you joining me today on Fresh Oil. It's been a great week as we're talking about the armor of God, putting on the full armor of God. And today we discuss the shield of faith, so important, so vital in our Christian walk. Walk in grace, friend. God loves you. He really, really does.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.